ओम शांति। सॉरी आई एम लेट बिकॉज देयर इज ऑल्सो मैनी ऑफिशियल वर्क टू डू। पीपल हैव टू गो होम, गेट द सिग्नेचर, गेट द अरेंजमेंट, यस राइट। एंड सो 10-15 मिनट्स वेंट लाइक दिस। आई एम गोइंग, आई एम गोइंग, आई एम गोइंग एंड स्टिल आई एम नॉट गोइंग। And she has been saying, they are waiting for you, they are waiting for you, right? So, time is limited and heart is unlimited, right? So, time cannot be stretched and stopped even by changing the ghadi, the needle. Time will continue to move. From here I say it's okay. It's okay, but time is moving. Okay, but seeing each one, everyone, in Om Shanti, love and happiness is merged. Happiness is the best nourishment of all, and what happiness comes from everyone enhances the happiness of each other. Because first is great luck and congratulations that you could make it to be in Madhuban. I know it's preparation, long preparation. And time is such that it needs time even to make the arrangements, ticket, booking, collection, ready for every other things. Maybe some are able to say, doesn't matter, today is the plan, tomorrow we buy the ticket. Others have to think how much money has been already needed and how much we have. So they keep counting. But it is not for everyone. Some are ready, can support. But the internal relationship with Baba is the same. Enthusiasm, feeling of waiting for the time. And especially when quota has been fixed, that creates more eagerness. Only this many can go from the country. And it was a time that the whole country will come together. Right? If it is a group from one country, then mostly all are together. And now from country, it is also 10 can go now, and 5 can go another time, and 15 can go another time. But Baba had said that this will happen anyway. What you have received, others have not received. Those who have come now, they have not seen what you have seen. We have seen and experienced, you have not. But in reality, nothing is missing, because Baba then fills the soul with the same enthusiasm, with the same courage. Perhaps when we started, we were going with bullock cart. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Right? Then we started cycling, and then they took the bullock cart and we left the cycle, we got the car, they used cycle, right? So it looks like that we are, but everyone is following the same path. By coming by train, others are also joining. But it takes time, 24 hours, 30 hours used to come from London to reach here. By the time you come home, 30-35 hours. and now plain 10 hours. That's it. You are there to hear. So time is actually allowing us to be fast with Baba. And also the time is telling that we have to move fast. Time is also moving fast. We ourselves have to move fast. And to meet all together, group by group, has its own joy. Because then we are so close from each other to each other that it is easy communication. So I have not come to conduct the class, and class is in the morning, which you heard already, Murli. Baba conducts class, and daytime it's our meeting with each other, greeting each other. And also, if anything has to be clarified, that is the time like meeting this. So very happy to see you all. And generally, we ask, are you happy? Is everything okay? So this question, are you happy, is not an appropriate question, because you are happy. Are you not happy? And so this is why I don't ask, because I see everyone's face happy. Right? So no need to ask happy. But I have come here to increase your happiness, to open your heart more, and to be able to catch, receive more what Baba wants to give, so we are able to inculcate it. We can make part of our life, just like every day's food is so natural, we question does not arrive, okay, but we still have a system. We don't think, and yet we think. We know I'm going to eat 1 hour later or 1 hour early. Right? So the spiritual food Baba is giving to everyone, sooner or later, everyone gets the same strength, happiness, power from Baba. Food for the soul. Nourishment for the soul. So I would like to actually ask, if you would like to ask anything, any question, any query, any clarification. Yeah. Yeah, you have to get that. And can come in front here. This.
Can you share with us your most intoxicating experience you've had as a Brahmin in Gyan for so long, and that has sustained you all this while? One experience that you always fall back on. It will be intoxicating for all of us.
The first intoxication, that how our thought reaches Baba, and without even asking for something, it becomes real. Very first meeting with Baba was anyway very amazing, but at that time I did not know who this person is. I know that it is Guru of Brahma Kumaris, or just like many people's religious people come to conduct gathering. So this is one of the group where their Guru has come. And at that time without knowing my first experience from Brahma Baba was the body of light. But I could not believe that I am seeing something right, the body of light. I changed my place from one to another. It was actually an open terrace program in Delhi. Baba was passing to Delhi. And so that created curiosity in me. And when next day when I asked the person, so that experience was amazing. When I open my eyes, I see Brahma with the body of light. And when I close my eyes, I see the coolness of the moon and around me. It was just like moonlight. I am around. Moon is around me and I am in that light. Coolness was. And when I see Brahma Baba, that light was like magnetic energy. I pulled, but I did not have courage to stand up and come go there. I pinched myself, am I seeing right? And experience was amazing. And I got fear. I thought this man must be doing some magic, causing some kind of magic trick. And so fear was in me. If something happens to me, so then I immediately looked for my mother. She was also came in with this gathering, but she had been here before. So I felt secure that if something happens to me, my mother will take care of me. And then after that experience finished, I did not feel any. I saw only Brahma Baba, just an ordinary person, and he was speaking about light. Every 2-3 sentences, light. I say, this is amazing, strange person, Guruji. Does he eat light? Was he born light? He is speaking about light, but he is not speaking about any scripture story. I had been accustomed to hear the stories of the scriptures. Anyway, then getting bored. So I tried to look at my mother to draw her attention, because she had come before me. They allowed her to sit, but for me, I was new. They said, no, it's not a place lecture for you. But my friend recommended and I went. So I was sitting like lost there, and my mother was here, near Baba, very near, sitting there. So I had to wait until, when I looked at her, her face was sparkling, eyes were very bright, very happy, cheerful face. So I could not draw her attention. So it finished and I shared my experience that how I see him, the body of light, but he was doing some magic and I got afraid. My mother says, he was giving such a beautiful ceremony to the class that all my questions are answered. The purpose of life, where the souls have come from, why the population is increasing, why my 4 children are from the same home, same sustenance, and each one is different. So he answered all my questions in one lecture. For me, this is the best path for me. And so then she looked at me and said, but she didn't see any light. The body of light, he was normal and just speaking, but very beautiful things. Now this question that I see the light, I asked my friend who invited me, And she says, you know, God was speaking. I say, no, God didn't speak because there was no thunder. Because it was very, very beautiful weather. And she says, God does not speak and create thunder. Who would listen to him? And then I said, he was speaking so softly. And she says, if he shouts and creates big noise, nobody would listen to him. He was speaking just like parents speak to the children. And you would have noticed he spoke many times, child, child. I say, I did not hear. I only hear the light, light, light. And so then she tried to explain incorporeal is light and enters his body, this person, and you must be very lucky, or perhaps you could catch the vibrations, and that's why you were seeing that. But how God Almighty can enter and somebody body doesn't burn into ashes? She says, God is not, God does not burn somebody bodies, but in body conscious, whatever action we perform, he sends our body conscious actions. He burns our bodily action that we perform. There's no other fire that burns. Body is not, but through body conscious, all the sins are, that were then that gets burned. Then I wanted to understand who God is, how did he enter, because I saw the light. I said, tomorrow I will go and I will see how the light enters in his body. When I came next day, when I reached there, Baba had already gone. He was passing through Delhi, and so they said that might be, perhaps it will, he is going on tour, 1 month, 6 weeks, at least that time is planned. So I started coming anyway with curiosity, and so I used to come from my college, I would sit there and read literature that is on the reception. Small place was just a covered area with sheet and chair and table. But this literature interested was so much good, clear knowledge in it. And gradually I understood, I realized through that, in short, that I got the information very clear by meeting once or twice the teachers, or by reading the literature thoroughly, just like I was doing at that time my university degree. And I thought that when you study, the higher classes teacher does not sit and teach you. You have to write your own theses, you have to write your own thing. So I thought this is also for self-study place. Then one day Baba came, two sisters actually came from somewhere, and by the time I had actually developed this very clear faith that God does need a body, he is incorporeal, and he does not take birth, but takes the support of the body. This knowledge became clear, that was so clear in my mind, that yes, he enters, he needs a human body to speak to human being. And these two sisters came and they said, oh, you have come to meet Baba? I said, no, he is not here, he is on tour. And she said, these two sisters were teachers in a school. They say, we have come to meet him. And I asked the teacher, can I also meet? She said, but they have come from a different town and will stay night. Tomorrow morning you can meet Baba. Today he should rest because he has come after a long journey. So anyway, I couldn't argue. I sat down and read my Murli, makes note, meditation. And in meditation, I spoke, I said, God, if you are really God and you are sitting in Brahma's body, why can't you come bring this man here? So this Brahma here, so then I can meet you. I know that incorporeal cannot be met, needs corporeal body. And as I finished my meditation and closed my notebook, what I see Baba coming from the back side of the building, and just like this much space. And when I saw him, I became so excited. I left my notebook there, and I ran and said, Baba, Baba, Baba. and Baba, joy was so much that I couldn't stop myself. I just like a child. And he said, child, child, you can come tomorrow morning. Nobody will stop you. I said, did he hear from me? Did he hear? He gave my answer. And then he said, you can come tomorrow. So my mother, I told my mother that I will go. But by the time I came in the morning class was finished. And Didi Manmohini brought Baba in that small room. They used to call it chamber. After Murli sitting and sharing with Baba whatever they want to ask from the Murli or to share anything. And when I came, by chance, Baba was just entering in that small room. He nodded, called, and I got recommendation that I can come. So senior sister didn't stop me then. So I came and sat down. And this Didi was asking Baba's questions, same which I actually need some more explanation. So few days it continued like this. So my real course was Brahma Baba's directly through him. Though after Murli, but some clarity about this. Because I had started reading Murli and myself and the literature. One day he said, I am going to write a letter to your father that you are coming here and you do not know. But I had so much intoxication. In these 8 days, is increased power. This word bachi touched me very much, and I felt that he has accepted me and adopted me. That was a kind of current and real feeling of belonging. And faith increased automatically. I said that you are my father. I'm Brahma Kumari. You know, you are my father. By the time I had learned three father, incorporeal, corporeal, and this. And Baba says, you are very strong. So it was just very loving and this. So it became just like a blessing of being a strong child, faith, firm faith in Baba. And my personal experience was also very special. When I realized that I'm child of God, I was coming from my college and a thought immediately came, I am not this body. Really, truly, I, the soul, am child of God. And this thought generated so much energy that I was walking to go at the center, and my feet were not touching the ground. And sudden lightness, great joy and lightness inside. And it was windy day, some dry leaves touch my feet. And I felt, oh, how I'm walking, what would people think about me? This thought came, what would people think? I felt like I am from this level, fallen down, just like sometime you are sleeping and suddenly you feel that you have fell in the bed. I felt that from height I have come down. So I could see the difference between walking when before, walking in this middle with lightness and then feeling heaviness of my body. So this experience, another thing was sitting in meditation and I felt something flying, coming here like a bird. I thought it was a bird, but it was not bird. It was the form of this light body coming down and going up of Vishnu. So that gave me more and more power and faith. And then relationship with Baba became very clear. I went in Madhuban, many beautiful experiences with Baba, practical. So this was my first experience of belonging to Baba. This Baba's word, child, was so deep and so strong, touching, and that remains till now. That was my... But many miracles and many good experiences of seeing the how he works, many experiences are also with that. Yes? Any other? How Baba works for you, one experience I share with you. I went to Dubai, because after going to 74 I went in London, Dadi and myself, and after 78 we had to stay there, and because of the green card or permanent stamp. So I came after 4 years. Dadiji invited Baba in his room, and I said to Baba, when I was here, I used to come 4 times, 6 times in a year, and now after 4 years I have come to meet you. Have I made any mistake that I have been separated from you for so long? And he said, with great love, he said, it was personal meeting in Baba's room itself. 78 at that time, room was not big either, it was still small room. And he said, the high tide of the ocean goes very far. It is not separated. But what is outside the ocean, that brings inside. You have not been separated. You have gone far to bring the children, those who have been separated from me. And now I realize why I went abroad. And so wherever, whichever country Baba sent, one or two souls definitely emerged from that. So it was what Sakar Baba had sent me for going. It was Baba's blessings that I should go to abroad in 1978 November. He told me that this child will go abroad, will give many, will bring many child to Baba, will give message, will bring heirs. So that's what Sakar said, Avyakt said. It made it clear that Sakar Baba also comes with incorporeal Baba. So this is many experiences like that. Yes. Okay. In short, it is the same, but a miracle I was telling. From there, because I went to many countries, and I had to go to Dubai, I went. And at Dubai airport, as I got down, before I collect the luggage, you pass the immigration. And this man said, "You cannot enter here." I said, "Why?" He said, "Your passport has the stamp of Abraham, Israel." And at that time, they were like countries enemy of each other. And I said, "But people are waiting for me." So he took my passport and he says, "We have to go back today." He did not put the stamp on it. And then I said, "But let me go at least at the door to tell people that I am not able to come. I have to go back home, London again." So one policeman came with me. We came out and I told that I have to go back because my stamp has been Israel's passport. So they said, "No, but we can make arrangement for you to get a new passport." So how it was Friday, but the Indian ambassador was friend of one of the student. So he came at the airport, brought his stamp, his office box, and he made my new passport, right? And in that new passport, I got the stamp of the Indian stamp, and then, like I'm coming first time, so other passport remained with the officer, and I kept this passport, Indian passport. I stayed 10 days, and after 10 days, the ambassador then took away my new passport and gave me back the old passport. I came out. The passport stories are very interesting stories. 3-4 And Friday, no holiday time. Not allowed to do anything, and in 2 hours I got everything, got passport made, got out for freedom and go back. Another time was when, another story of passport, in Germany I went to see the ambassador to say hello, and just like courtesy call for introduction of Brahma Kumaris. And this ambassador says, "Which truck is lost, stop? Why your truck, what is the reason that your truck is stuck?" I say, "No, I have come by car, no?" My friend, she was with me, one of the students. I said, "My friend has brought me in the car, I have not come by truck." He says, "No, I am speaking about the truck which is stuck." Of course, I couldn't understand his language. He said that last night I saw a dream. In dream you had a big truck, and truck was filled with milk and sweet, and you wanted to distribute that, and truck is stuck. And I immediately got the idea. Baba wants to do something. I say, I had to go to renew my passport as well. I said, "I want to get the passport renewed, but I don't want that you cross out, because they cut the old passport, it's not used, cancel the passport. I don't want that you can cancel it, because I have a stamp for America 10 years. Otherwise, I have to make effort to get this." So he called the officer. He says, "Make a new passport for her and don't cancel the old passport for some time. She can keep this." And through this, it became very easy for me to get my British passport. With the help of this new passport, I could travel, and still I could give the old passport for OIC reason, because you know, Indian people can get this card. And so how it Baba helps in the 3-4 stories about passport. So some miracles actually, Baba does not show miracle, but does work for children. So this is one of the stories about the, how Baba, if he wants to help the souls to do service and send so many places, it is his blessing. And whole family traveled, did not know. When he said she will go abroad in 68, I thought foreign country means England, America, Japan. I did not know so many countries are there. And Baba sent me 100 countries. 100 countries I traveled. This is what it is. Never dreamt or thought about it, that so much opportunity will be there. So this service and Baba's help and family, of course, being with Dadi was great joy, with Jayanti Ben, with London family and Europe and UK. But whole world is my home. Wherever I went, I never felt that I am in a different country. Some places alone myself, and starting place, and sometime going with one brother or one sister, sometime completely only Baba and me. The work has been done with miracles, with Baba's help, and that's keep me flying. Or according to drama now, but it's possible, because here it is no time to even leave the place. It's constant, busy, so many activities taking place. And so if I can go in India for a few places, for a few days, that's fine. But if it is destined in drama, then definitely it can go. But up to now, Okay, from once again, just to go, those who are from different countries can stand, they can yet see each other.
Poland family, those are from Poland.
Achha, can stand up. Achha, this time, very group, right? Beautiful. Right, yes. Okay. Yes, but I know everyone. Everyone knows me. I met many times. Poland is the favorite place where every time when there has been retreats or any personal sustenance or they coming to Baba, very near and dear family members. Okay. Oh, Shanti. Many times I went, one time with Gulzar Dadi as well, and to see Poland. Oh, Shanti. Right. But I have not been in the new center, but will go sometime, definitely.
Canada?
Achha. Wonderful. Quite big. Okay.
UK? From UK?
Yeah, big. Huge and big family. Right.
From Singapore?
Oh. In fact, in this group, from October it started, but this time is the biggest group because no quota. So then it has been, yeah, right. Yes, wonderful, yeah. From everywhere. Okay. Singapore. Continue to sing Baba's song and enjoy.
Any other country I'm missing? Israel.
That's Israel. Yeah. Israel is real. In fact, every time one or two have been from October, every time there has been one. Okay, anyone else from there? Okay. So many blessings I've received from Baba, so many titles that is connected with stories. Sometime nightingale, sometime the cloud of knowledge, Gyan cloud, sometime fire brigade, sometime different names with different tasks. Yeah.